The Google Chrome operating system shines a little brighter. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. We know a little more today about Google's upcoming operating system, Chrome. We first heard about the Chrome OS in July, but Google had been mum, until yesterday, that is, when it revealed that tiny netbook computers running Chrome OS should go on sale in about a year. Chrome OS is an operating system based on a browser. That browser is also called Chrome. The game-changing idea here is that users won't load programs onto their computers or store data on them. All programs will launch through the Chrome browser and run from the web. Here's a brief clip from a video that Google debuted yesterday.
What if when you pressed on, you were on the internet in seconds? What if your browser was your operating system? And so check this out. This means that you don't have to deal with managing programs or nagging updates or lost files or confusing settings or blue screens of doom. And there's no nagging updates, just your browser.
Arguably, the most important thing is that we know that Google's target for netbooks running this operating system is next year, next holiday season.
Tom Krazit is a reporter for CNET News.
There was not a lot new on the software side that we didn't already know. I mean, Chrome OS is designed to be a very lightweight, browser-like operating system experience. And when Google announced the project in July, that's sort of what they told us at that point as well.
So Chrome OS is what we thought it was, to quote former NFL coach Denny Green, right? Users will run all of their programs from the web rather than their local machines, and all their data will be out there in the cloud.
That's correct. I mean, that's interesting for several reasons. One, because it will allow netbook makers to use relatively lightweight components in their systems because you won't need local storage. You won't need a lot of processing power either. That will allow for a much faster experience because you won't have to load a lot of the things that you normally load when you boot up a standard Mac or PC operating system.
People who don't follow this stuff too closely will probably get a little confused about the difference between the Google Chrome browser, which is out for Windows now and soon for Mac and Linux, and the Google Chrome operating system. Can you briefly sort of tell us what's the difference?
Confusion will actually likely grow when Chrome OS comes out because it will likely look very, very much like the experience that you see in the Chrome browser. But the basic way to think of the two differences is that the Chrome browser is designed to work on hardware that is already running an operating system. You're not going to actually run, you know, traditional desktop applications on a Chrome OS netbook. You're not going to, you know, say, put in a CD and load on a game. Every single application that runs on a Chrome OS netbook is going to be a web application like many people use for their work or, you know, things that you see on Facebook, you know, any other type of the dozens of things that you can do now in a web browser. Chrome OS sort of becomes the only layer you ever have to deal with. It's like there was nothing else on your PC but the browser, but they say that's all you're going to need.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
You're welcome.
Tom Krazit reports for CNET News. Google said yesterday that netbooks running Chrome OS will probably cost about the same as netbooks currently on the market that run Windows or Linux. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.